Windswept, written by Trialia, read by Leviticus Lide. The dust blew, and Admiral Adama bent his graying head against it, grateful for the high uniform collar that protected the back of his neck as he made his way through the streets of New Caprica's only city and away from Colonial One. 6 months ago, the thought of Felix Gaeta debriefing him would have seemed ludicrous, he was sure. Hell, it does now. But this month's report had been made, it was over and done with, and Bill was glad of it. He walked on, seeing few people outdoors in the bitter weather. Laura was outside. He saw her before she noticed he was there, and took a moment to enjoy the sight of her. Her slightly torn overshirt was slipping off one shoulder, with a few threads being blown in the wind that tossed her vibrant hair into tangles. She was talking to a little dark-haired girl in front of her tent. When the girl, who was clearly her student, spotted him, she said something that made Laura turn in his direction with a welcoming smile. "Bill," she called cheerfully to him. "What are you doing down here?" He smiled back as he made his way toward her. The child at Laura's side excused herself with a grin, leaving them free to say whatever they wanted. "Debriefing," he responded. "It's good to see you, Laura." Without hesitation, he pulled her into a hug. It lasted a long moment before she drew back, her eyes warm. "The feeling's mutual, Admiral," she said, pulling her tent flap open for him. "Come in, it's a little less windy inside." As they sat quietly, side by side on a makeshift bench, the wind howled against and around the canvas. Bill gently pulled Laura to rest against his shoulder, stroking the knuckles of her hand with his thumb. "I've missed you," he murmured. "Missed you too," Laura whispered back, and, leaning up, brushed her lips briefly over his. "I'm glad you're here." She had hardly finished speaking when he drew her back into his arms to return her kiss with one both lingering and tender. "Me too." The end.